Every year, hundreds of young students go through intensive music training with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. WUWM's Annalise Henzel recently happened to hear one of them, a female violinist who played with confidence in front of a crowd of local movers and shakers. Annalise followed up to learn more about the 8th grade Milwaukee public school student who's fallen in love with a violin.
Thirteen-year-old Daylin Harris of Milwaukee is playing one of her favorite classical pieces. It's a selection by Czech composer Bedřich Smetana.
In the beginning, I like how it's really smooth and I can use my vibrato and the sound is really pretty and it's flowy and mellow. And then it gets kind of loud and soft at the same time. It's really cool.
Daylin started toying with the violin back in first grade when one was brought into her classroom. But her love of the instrument didn't blossom until 2 years later. That's when her teacher recommended she join a group called Progressions with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra. It's an introductory program designed to get more young minority children involved in the youth symphony. They get free use of an instrument and subsidized tuition. The training is rigorous.
It was one day for, and it was an hour, practice for not one-on-one, but your group, like violins and cellos and bass. And then you would have two other days of one-hour orchestra.
And you liked it right away, even though that was a pretty busy, tough schedule for a pretty small kid?
Yeah. All my life, I've loved being busy and just into things, always into things. And if I'm not, I'm just sitting at home, bored, looking out the window. The littlest thing could distract me if I'm bored.
Since those early years, Daylin has stayed with the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra, also known as MYSO. She's moved on to an intermediate level with other students her age. This is what the 80 musicians sound like when they get together to rehearse at the Milwaukee Youth Arts Center, just north of downtown. The schedule of practices and performances has remained intense, and Daylin has added an extra activity to her schedule. She's started a business, performing at events such as weddings. She makes from about $50 to $150 per gig. Daylin says not all of her friends understand how she chooses to spend her time, but she doesn't care. She loves the violin.
It's kind of like my best friend, where I could go to it if I'm feeling mad or sad, and I can just play, and it makes me feel better.
Daylin's mom, Roxy Hentz, says it's a challenge to keep up with her daughter's schedule, as well as the growing cost of her musical education. While Daylin still gets some financial aid for her program, it doesn't cover all the costs.
For MYSO, the tuition is $465 a year, but private lessons, $75 a week. In addition to that, she participates in camps, in addition to the uniform, and then the instrument, the music, all the little doodads that you need to go along with your instrument. So it is quite expensive.
But Hentz says the investment is worth it. Daylin is planning to study music therapy in college or train to become a professional performer. Despite her early symphony experience, she might not specialize in classical music, which she says can sometimes be too straight and strict.
I look on the internet and look for sheet music of hip-hop violinists or R&B songs or pop songs that I like and I listen to and play them on the violin.
Songs like No One by R&B superstar Alicia Keys, which Daylin is playing. Daylin even admits she plays tunes by the teen heartthrob group, the Jonas Brothers. That makes her sound a bit more like a 13-year-old and less like a seasoned musician.
Yes. Yeah, I love their songs.
I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.